It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Catch all of the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. Find locations at chickiesandpeets.com. We are 1 hour from the Eagles pregame show, the first pregame show of the 2024 season. And then kickoff will be at 8:15. You can hear it right here on WIP. And then you don't have to wait until Monday to hear Ike and I. We will be back on WIP tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. talking about the game. Couldn't wait. We were like, we got to work an extra day. And they were like, you didn't work Wednesday. It's not an extra day. And I was like, all right, not a bad point. Let's do everyone's favorite segment of the WIP Afternoon Show.
So it's a game day. It's time to get locked in.
Yeah.
We got 3 hours until this thing.
Yep.
2 hours till Phil's Marlins. But what I have for you today is the top five things that I am most excited to learn about this Eagles team this season. Because it's first time heading into the year, there's a lot of question marks. A lot of things. And they're not named Nick or Jalen.
Okay.
We all understand that there's two big question marks.
Yep.
But number five, the fifth thing that I'm most excited to learn about this team, it's not really for, you know, me and Ike, who have been on the running back group here for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the rest of the Eagles fans to remind ourselves how fun it is to have a real running back.
Yes.
I can't wait. You mentioned it in the open, Spike. I can't wait to see Saquon. Quadzilla.
This could be awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what I thought of it? I was watching the game last night, and Pacheco went nuts, who I love, by the way. I love watching Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah.
But I'm watching Pacheco, and I'm like, oh, we're going to have a guy who could bust something like that guy can bust it.
Right.
So I am excited about it as well.
Like Swift was shifty, but like Saquon has the ability to run you over and break a home run. I can't wait for Saquon.
Yeah. Swift is not even in the same...
stratosphere.
Yeah. I did draft him on two different fantasy teams.
Yeah, well, he's a good, like, third.
Swift, you did there. Swift?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Well, they got a rookie quarterback and so.
Yep. The fourth thing that I'm excited to learn about this Eagles team is whether or not Quinyon Mitchell is, like, a 5 to 7 year, like, building block cornerback. Because, like, he has the look. He's had a great training camp so far. Like, having that position taken care of for a while. Again, we went through some dark times there with Nnamdi and Byron Maxwell and then Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher. Like, Quinyon Mitchell will be the first Eagles cornerback that they've drafted that has the chance to be a real foundational piece.
Yep.
I think the early look, he hasn't played a game yet.
Sure.
But the early indications are really, really good, I think.
Yeah.
You know, Vic Fangio doesn't mince words. He's only had good things to say about the guy. Mm-hmm. And there's no question now with an injury that he's the guy that's going to start on the outside.
Yep.
And look, he's a first-round pick, I know, but it's not like he was playing for Alabama or something, you know, and it's not an easy position to walk in and start, especially on a – by the way, the fact that they were not good makes it harder on him, I think. If you walk into a stack defense, at least there's some protection around you. So I'm excited for him as well.
Yeah, this is Vic Fangio's guy.
Yeah.
This was his pick. He had to sign off on this pick. It's the first pick in the draft, and it's the first pick of the Fangio, and he's a defensive player. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, and it seems
that's his guy.
And it seems like he's gained the respect of the veterans in that of the team pretty quickly. Like, I like the trash talk, the AJ and Devontae.
Yep,
hopefully he can back it up on the field. So I'm really, really excited for Quinyon Mitchell. The third thing that I'm most excited to learn about this Eagles team is whether or not Jalen Carter is like a super, super difference maker. Like, I think when we do top 11 next year, already looking forward to it. Like, it would be disappointing if he's not in the top 11 of the best athletes in Philadelphia next year.
Well, he's going to get Ranger spot.
He's definitely going to get Ranger spot. There's going to be some fluctuation for sure, but like,
there's going to be some changes.
Is Jalen Carter a, like, stud, or is he a pretty good player?
Yeah, it makes a difference. And I think He hasn't a chance to be a special player. Can he be a special player?
Yes.
Can he be a special player?
Which was, by the way, what we all thought in the first half of last year.
Yeah.
I think after
he was exactly yeah. yes yes.
Yep.
Can you do that for 17 games? So, yeah, I'm excited about Jalen Carter too, because quite frankly, other than nephew, what else do I have to be excited about on the defensive
yeah,
side of the ball?
I know. Well, he can change defense from like top 25 to top like
yeah. That's a 60. Foundation piece
yeah.
right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they really need those pieces on the defensive side. The second guy that I'm most excited to learn about with this Eagles team, when they drafted him a couple years ago, everyone was fired up. We got a real linebacker in here. Well, he's getting the opportunity. N'Kobe Dean. Listen, this the Devin White situation doesn't pass the smell test. I don't buy the ankle thing. Like, they seem really convinced that N'Kobe Dean's going to be a good player here. And talk about a make-or-break Eagle. N'Kobe Dean vaults right to the front of the list of being a make-or-break Eagle.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are rooting for N'Kobe Dean to be successful. A, he's young, and B, like you said, we all were excited when the Eagles drafted him. Those limitations that we saw for the last 2 years from a measurable standpoint are still there physically. But where he can make up for it at is in his tenacity and his intellect. You know, being a smart football player out there, taking the right angles. He doesn't have the type of athleticism that allows him to be out of position and he can still make plays. Some guys are gifted enough they could do that. N'Kobe's going to have to be a fundamentally sound tackler and linebacker in order to not be engulfed by offensive linemen.
Absolutely.
Because that's what we saw him struggle with the first 2 years. Couldn't get off blocks. When he was healthy, he couldn't get off blocks. And then the other thing is couldn't stay healthy out there. So,
well, and I also worry about him in coverage. Like,
There's no way he should be in coverage. I'm telling you. That you got good reason to worry.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way he should be out there.
I was at one open practice, and Gainwell burned him down the field to the right side. That's a
Packers are going to score 50 points
tonight. It's like he's feeling worse the closer we're getting to the
game. You look at every level of their defense, and there is not one sure bet at any position on defense. The surest bet, this is, of all players on defense, the player that I am most confident that I know what I'm going to get out of him is Brandon Graham.
Yeah. Yep.
It's Brandon Graham. Even Slay is coming off an injury. He's 30-some years old. Like, I am.
It's a luxury, though.
Yeah.
Don't need it. Don't need it. Don't want it, frankly.
Yeah.
But the number one thing I'm most excited to learn about this Eagles team is whether or not we really have a creative offensive coordinator. I was watching the Chiefs last night.
Play action.
I need motion. I need reverses.
Needs a flea flicker.
Oh, man. If I see one bubble screen to a freaking tight end tonight, I'm jumping. So, Kellen Moore, like, do we have a real offensive coordinator in here? Do we have, like, a difference maker? Do we buy all the Dak stuff he did over the last couple of years? I don't know, but I hope we have a real difference maker. Kellen Moore is the thing that I'm most excited about.
You know why I'm excited about Kellen Moore, too? I don't think that guy's ever going to be a head coach.
No.
Which means that he could be an offensive coordinator here for a while. You know, like, I think so. He just doesn't give off head coach vibes. And I think if you're him, if you have a successful year this year, maybe some desperate team looks for a head coach, but, like, do you want to go to a bad situation, or do you – I think Kellen Moore could be here for a while if this offense is good. He just doesn't – he does not feel like a head coach.
Well, it's interesting. Like, Ben Johnson stayed with the Lions. Slovic stayed with the Texans.
It's not a bad gig, by the way.
No. How many you get to coach those players?
Yeah.
Makes you look like a genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Jerron Mayo is going to fill in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 or 4 weeks.
It's going to be
the Patriots.
It's going to be a rough season for Jerron Mayo. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Oh, no. It's not the big summer sales event. It's the fall sales event. Buy one window or door. Get the second half off. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
Fall sales event makes much more sense.
What's that? Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Use my old thing here. It's on me. That one's on me.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's football season, and that means my friends at Mark's Jewelers are designing and creating another amazing championship ring. Mark's is the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, and they want your help on the design of this year's ring. Now go to 94WIP.com/contest and select the Mark's Jewelers ring that we should use for this year's championship. and also find out how you can still enter to win this amazing championship ring. Let Mark's Jewelers design the ring of your dreams. Check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
All right. Now, by the way, the game tonight, you can listen on the app, which when I was here, you couldn't even do. It was just desktop.
Yep.
You had to listen on your computer. So if you are tailgating tonight, by the way, you're going out there, you have WIP on the app. If you're like a lot of tailgaters who sit in the lot while the game is going on, you can continue to listen on the app. You can, if you're driving around bad signal somewhere, listen on the app. You're in a basement, the radio doesn't work that well, listen on the app. Don't want to listen to whoever's doing it on Peacock, listen on the app.
Not Noah Eaglesman?
Is that it? Oh, is it Noah Eagle?
Yeah.
SU guy. I got to support him.
Oh, is it? At least it's not Ian.
Yeah.
Ian.
It's Ian.
It's Ian.
It's Ian. So you can listen on the app tonight as well. And pregame starts at 6 o'clock with Ike Reese, Joe Giglio, Hugh Douglas, and more.
A cast of characters.
And then kickoff at 8:15. All right. You've got 45 minutes left. We want what you're most excited to see tonight, your prediction for the game, and only strong Eagles chance.
How much are they going to win by?
Yes.
Even though Spike is starting to get... Are you getting less confident as the game's getting closer?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Do you think
people's confidence level is rising, or do you think it's declining?
No, I think it's as far as the weeks have gone, it's declined. I'm sure it's declined. I think it's declined in... I don't think this is in a bad way, by the way. It feels like it went from too high to sort of normal. When I see the polls that we do about how many wins they'll have, it's settled into the 11-win range instead of the 13-win range. And even tonight, I feel like people are 50-50 on tonight, which is healthy because the Packers are good. But I am also... I just keep thinking about the defense and the fact that the Packers... bring back everybody on offense.
But when have Eagles fans like given so much respect to the opponent? Like, we're doing like the, you gotta tip your hat to those guys?
You know what it is? Everyone says that they've washed away the end of last season. They haven't.
Well, I think...
not in their gut.
But I think it's more the defensive concerns. Like, I know...
Yeah.
Like, I think that's a part of it, but I think people really do feel like, at least offensively, the stench is off. Like, I think that it could come back if we see it again. Like, we see the stuff on the sideline, whatever. I think the defense is legitimately keeping people up at night.
Because the thing I just said is true. Even Jalen Carter, who's their best player, we're all like, hey, we hope he can do this for 17 games.
Right. Well, and I didn't even bring up Bryce Huff. Like, Bryce Huff has to be good. Like
Now, Lombardi said yesterday that Hassan Reddick to Bryce Huff was a huge upgrade. That Howie basically, that the Jets had no idea they were going to lose Bryce Huff. It blindsided them, and that's how Howie basically tricked them into getting Hassan Reddick. So he is the first person, Lombardi is the first person to basically say, this was a great signing.
You know?
So I'm looking forward to seeing that as well.
But at the same time, like,
terrifying.
We also heard Vic Fangio say 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago about, he's like, right now he can't stop the run.
Yeah.
Has that changed in a month?
Maybe.
I mean, Josh Jacobs is a really good running back.
Yes.
So he's tough.
Ike said he's slow.
Yeah, well, listen.
Yeah.
I saw that Eagles defense put up the most embarrassing performance of my life down in Tampa Bay the last time we saw them.
Yeah.
Like, pathetic level defense, tackling wise. Like, Josh Jacobs will run you over.
215-592-9494. Lewis in Nebraska, you're on WIP. Is it Louie or Lewis?
It's Lou. Ike, Chris, what's going on?
What's going on, brother?
What's up, man?
Spike, welcome to the show, even though I haven't talked to you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, man.
We do get different callers during football season. Like, we get...
Yeah, it's exciting
expand.
To see.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Except for Kay in North Carolina, who I love dearly.
I'm not Louie baseball. I'm, you know... So
you're Louie football.
Anyway,
Louie football. I like it.
Yeah, Louie football. Louie football. Guys, I'm excited to see Saquon tonight. I think he's the biggest weapon we've had since T.O. I mean, the excitement can do a whole lot. The superstar across the league. So that's what I'm most excited about. Now, Chrissy made a good point. I mean, the defense keeps me up at night. So I'm really anxious to see what we got, you know. Even though White wasn't going to play, I think, high-level linebacker football. So, you know, I think it's going to be interesting. But I got the Birds winning 31-28, so we're gonna eke out a close one, but you know,
you know
what happens.
You know, man, I think the most exciting thing about Saquon, now I think if you were to rank wide receivers and rank running backs, A.J. Brown would rank higher league-wide than Saquon would rank as a running back. But the biggest difference is that a running back can touch the ball 20 or 25 times a game, and a wide receiver can't. You know, and I think the idea of having a player who is touching the ball probably 20 times a game, who could break something for a touchdown every time he touches the ball, is something that we have not seen since Shady was here.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's why Saquon's so exciting.
And that's what I'm saying, Spike. I mean, a great corner can shut down a wide receiver, right, because they're such on an island. But if you get a superstar like Saquon in space, I mean, you can make a lot of people miss, and you can get that offensive weapon in so many schemes where a wide receiver, you only have limited options. That's why I'm really excited. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, so, I hear you. Are you a Philly guy who moved to Nebraska? What's your deal?
So here's the story, Spike. So I'm a professional golfer. So I'm playing a tournament in Nebraska. This is when the Phillies are on a run.
Yeah.
So I called Fritz the first time ever when he had his show. Fritz is my boy. So I forget, the producer picked up my call. I said, "Hey, it's Lou from Nebraska. I'm in Nebraska." So now I'm Lou from Nebraska, even though I'm a Phillies guy. So.
Love it.
Well, that's awesome.
It's a good mind. It makes you stick out, Lou.
Lou from Nebraska, who's not in Nebraska, is great.
That's right. So hopefully I can get on. You know, I don't want to be one of those characters like, you know, OG Wade or any of those guys. But, you know, hopefully when Buzz picks up my call, it's like, hey, you know, I'm calling and I'm a good caller, hopefully.
You know, here's what I want. I want you as a professional golfer. I want to send you video of Jack's swing and Ike's swing, and I think I need you to break it down.
Listen, I'll help those guys break 90 anytime. And now this is bittersweet because the golf season ends. I can't call during the golf season because I'm always busy from 2 to 6. So this is a bittersweet for me. I get to call the show because I'm off of work now. And, you know, I can, you know, see the bird.
No, it'd be awesome. It'd be awesome.
Now, all right. Are you going to give us one or what?
Yeah, so I'm in a nursing home visiting my grandfather.
Okay.
He's 95 tomorrow.
Wow.
Wow, happy birthday.
So, you know, obviously he's closer to the end now, so I'm talking to him about the birds. So I'm going to give you a soft one. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, yes.
Eagles, let's go, baby, go birds.
The old nursing home Eagles.
Yeah, I love the whisper.
You got to be quiet, but he's still got a DP in there. He's still got a DP in there. I tell you what, are you kind of, not worried is not the right term, but it's kind of odd to me everyone's picking shootout, which makes me feel like it's going to be like a 24-20 game.
And I said that to Nick Costos about the number, the over-under.
What is the over-under?
I think it's 47.5 or something, or 48. And everybody's like, oh, over. And that's
going under, by
yeah,
the way.
That's going under. And then the other thing is, did you notice everyone is picking a shootout and a three-point victory, which means they think the Eagles are probably going to lose.
Well, and it's going to be a tight game. When everyone's going,
people are scared. It's okay. Green Bay's a good team. We haven't, you know, we haven't seen much of our Eagles yet.
Well, the defense is just not inspiring, I think, for a lot of people
out there. And boy, could you imagine if this defense somehow holds the Packers to 17 points or something like that tomorrow?
And the Eagles score 30 plus.
If the Eagles defense shows any signs of life, I think we are in for an amazing season. Any signs of life at all?
Maybe it's just my green goggles talking, but
you're known for them.
I'm not. I'm just not like that worried about the Eagles' defense. Like, I'm just not. I think they're going to be better than last year. And last year, if they could get a stop, they couldn't stop a nosebleed last year. Then they're a different football team. Like, there's talent over there. Like, it's gonna. We got to see the talent, but they're not like hopeless. They did get CJ GJ, who was a part of a Super Bowl defense. They drafted Quinion. Avante Maddox is healthy right now.
CJ GJ.
I'm just saying, the guy's been a part of winning organizations the last couple of years.
He's done all campus tweet.
That's fine.
He recorded an album.
He's healthy. He's healthy.
He
is healthy. I'm more like, I'm not dreading the Eagles defense, where it feels like people are dreading the Eagles defense.
I'm dreading it.
I know.
I would love to be, what's the word I'm looking for? I would love to be pleasantly surprised. All right. We got a half an hour left of the show. Only good Eagles chance. We'll take your predictions, Eagles or Packers, but we'd prefer it be Eagles. And what you're most excited to see, we will take you all the way up to the pregame show, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's in South Philly. You can join Ava Graham here next Friday night for an Eagles pep rally. Meet Swoop, meet the cheerleaders, and enter to win tickets to the home opener.
Oh, that's right. Game day.
I like the deepening of your voice.
For a game day?
You're trying to get down there.
Yeah.
Game day.
Game day.
Go Bears!
That guy's my hero. The kid from the Vikings video.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Didn't age well.
Oh, bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a bad guy. I don't.
The video's funny.
Yeah.
Maybe not your hero.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know he's a bad guy. I had no idea. I just like the way you said go Bears.
It was something.
Oh, really?
Had to be, what, 18?
It was before the championship.
No, how old that guy?
Oh, how old he was?
Yeah,
somewhere in that range.
Like definitely just started popping a few like that year.
I want to be clear. I don't know anything about the guy. I just like the Go Birds.
You like the Go Birds.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. We will be right here on Monday for the show, and then right afterwards, the return of the Brandon Graham Show, which starts at 6 p.m. live from Chickies in South Philly. Also, Howard Eskin will be part of that show.
Really?
And it will be the first time ever that I can remember that I've hosted a show with him on the show.
Are you going to get emotional?
Yeah. No. I did the Go Birds thing for the second time.
Yeah. I don't think that was probably a bad idea. Like, you could have done that at 5:50.
Yeah. But I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You did not. Yeah. So, but no, it'll be a great Brandon Graham show this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys will get along just fine.
Yeah.
And there will not be any arguing.
Not at all.
Not at all. It's smooth sailing. I put 16-1 in my.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
A season prediction.
I saw.
Which people were not happy about.
Yeah.
Including?
Some discomfort in the building.
Well, yeah. I had to get talked to about it. People thought I was trolling.
Get out of here. 215-592-9494. Justin in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What up, Justin?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today? Y'all ready?
Yeah, we're ready. You ready?
No, I mean, are you ready? I mean, are you ready?
There we go.
Finally.
Boys and girls, children of all ages, coming live to you from Chickies and Peaks in South Philadelphia. The tag team champions of the world, the Spartan Dog Ike Reese, the Mad Patter Spike Eskin, and Jumpin' Jack Sprint, the WIP Afternoon Show. Let's go, Bears!
This is a different Justin.
I mean, yeah, I haven't experienced this, Justin.
What about it, boys? Are you ready now?
Yes!
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 It's a big day, Justin. It's a big day.
It's a huge day. It's opening day for football, for us, for everybody in Philly, anybody that bleeds green. It is game day. I'm not going to say we're going to go because we're already there.
Right.
We're going to kick the living hell out of the Packers tonight. They ain't going to know what hit them. Everybody's worried about Jordan Davis' fitness. You know what they better be worried about? Jordan Davis fitting his foot up some Packers' ass is what they better be worried about because that's what's going to happen. Jordan Davis and N'Kobe Dean, I'm telling y'all what, they're going to surprise us. I think Vic Fangio is going to finally be the guy who gets through to Jordan Davis to help him realize his potential, that you can't keep fitting donuts in your mouth. You got to keep working out, pushing,
well,
going harder,
as we know,
and going strong.
As we know, Justin, pre-Thanksgiving Jordan Davis was a problem last year. It's the post-Thanksgiving Jordan Davis that was the issue.
Do you think it was one too many plates on Thanksgiving?
That's the rumor.
Yeah.
Again, no one saw him after he pushed Josh Allen out of bounds.
Well, what did Lombardi say yesterday, that he and Jalen Carter put on 100 pounds as the season went on?
That's good.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do that again.
Yeah, unless it's muscle. Unless it's muscle, yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So go in moderation, guys. Go in moderation. I predict Eagles win tonight, 31-24. It ain't a blowout, but I think Pack gets a late score, you know, to get it a little closer. But I think we close it out. Quinyon Mitchell gets his first career interception to end it, to seal the deal. No comeback for the Pack. Eagles win 31-24, going away. Season projection, 13-4 for the Eagles. I'm going to get off here, let y'all go, let somebody else in there, and I'm going to finish with this. E-A-D-L-E-S, Eagles! Love you, boys, man.
Man, that was strong from Justin.
It is. I
haven't heard that side of Justin before. I didn't know he had that in him.
Me either, but I'm happy that we discovered it. I'm really excited for Quinyon. Like I know Cooper DeGene will get to. I don't know how much he's going to play tonight. You know, obviously, you know, he missed most of the preseason and then played in the last game. Like, Quinyon Mitchell kind of feels like having a foundational piece. And having that guy at cornerback for the next, like, hopefully, again, like 5 to 7 years. Like, they haven't had a foundational corner since Lito and Sheldon.
I think it was DeCamera that said, when we were talking about draft night, that he thought that the defense, rebuilding the defense, is a 2-year plan.
Sure.
And I think that's for sure. And I think, you know, one of the things that they're doing this year is seeing which of those young guys, like, which of those young guys are actually foundational pieces.
Yes.
So the questions being, obviously, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis. I think we're all sure that Nolan Smith isn't, but N'Kobe
can
Dean,
still prove us wrong.
Quinyon Mitchell, obviously,
Cooper DeGene.
And then Bryce Huff. And I'm actually curious about Josh Sweat, too. I mean, he's been effective before.
He's a Pro Bowler,
you know,
a couple years ago.
And there's a certain member of our air staff that criticized him for disappearing for the last 8 games of the year last year. But that he's not the only one, is the only thing I'd say. He's not the only one that did not play well down the stretch last year.
And we have to wonder if James Bradbury is a part of the future here. Is another one of the young pieces on defense. But he didn't even bring up N'Kobe Dean or Jeremiah Trotter Jr.
Like, I said N'Kobe.
Oh,
yeah,
you did?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But Trot as well. Yeah.
And the nice part, you know, I think you got criticized. I get criticized because whatever I say about the Eagles is like the worst
them.
Thing ever.
Because you hate them.
But, like, you look at where the team is, and there's people that have questions whether or not they can win the Super Bowl. And I think that a lot of that is defensive reasons why. But the good part about where they're at from a team-building perspective, like rather than just the Packers game tonight, is that they're pretty much set on offense. They're eventually going to have to replace Lane in a couple of years, but everyone else is pretty much here for the next 3 to 4 years. Like, they have a chance to have a year like the Chiefs had a couple years ago where the defense wasn't great, but they're still able to win, and then build the thing out so that 2 years from now, a year from now, you have strengths on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, I think the only other player on offense that probably isn't here in 2 years is Goddard. I think probably he's 31, I think, and they're not going to pay him, I would guess. So,
I don't
but
think so.
But yes, largely the offensive line outside of Lane is all young enough.
Uh-huh.
Hurts is young. A.J. Brown is young enough. Devontae's young.
I mean, A.J.'s been around forever, but he's 26.
Yeah, and Saquon's, what, 27,
yeah.
I think, too? So yeah, I think for the next 3 years, they're pretty set there.
Really healthy spot.
215-592-9494. Mr. Shorehands, you're on WIP.
Yes, sir. What's up, fella? Spiky.
What's
Jackie
up, brother?
Baseball, welcome back.
What's happening, buddy?
Everything, man. Don't be coming at me saying you got the best Eagles chant in the world. That's impossible. I've owned that title for almost 3 decades now.
Gonna have to hear it.
And you will. But
now,
these young Thundercats is going to be just as exciting as the offense. Because we got playmakers on the defense now that's going to put up points. And they're going to show everybody what they want to see tonight. All the way to the Super Bowl, baby.
So you're not worried about the defense?
Why would I be? We studs, man.
Wow.
You
get a little at it.
I like the smugness,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
And, honestly,
hey,
but I have not heard your Eagles chant, but your voice is so deep, there's no way that you're not going to do it better than Jack is. I believe you will have the deepest E in America.
I own the Eagles chant. I've been dubbed the Eagles chanter.
By who?
For almost three decades. By anybody that know me, anybody that been around me, anybody that was at the parade when we brought the Lombardi home was surrounding me and my boy when we was flying.
Okay. Listen, I'm excited for it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Besides, we're just wondering who the voting committee was.
Yeah. Well, that's he answered us. Anyone who knows him.
Anyone who knows him. And now we know him.
So what's your...
Welcome back, Jackie Baseball. Because you was Jackie Caseball before the Phillies got out they slump.
Oh, I was down. Yeah, I was down in the dumps. But when you win five straight...
It wasn't good listening to High Hope or afterwards.
I agree.
So I'm glad you back.
I agree. I needed it.
Yeah, mopey Jackie Baseball. I'd rather have happy Jackie Baseball.
Yeah, mopey. Listen, I don't want to be mopey Jack. But like sometimes I just am. I'm an emotions on the sleevesman. I think everyone knows
that. I can't believe you criticized Boehm.
Boehm?
Another emotion on the sleeves guy.
Yeah.
I truly believe we're in great position for the four years. I see the Sixers in great position. The Phillies going to lead us all. Hoping the Flyers could do something. Eagles is definitely coming home with this Lombardi. I felt this way in 2000 when we won it last time. And I was telling everybody the same time I am right now. Y'all just get ready for the parade, man.
So what's the score tonight?
14 games.
What's the score tonight?
We're blowing them out, man. We blowing them out. We cutting the head off the cheese and putting it on the cheese stick. They want beef. We bringing the bread.
You got a lot of one-liners.
Yeah. 40-23.
Wow, 40 is a weird football score, though.
We're scoring at least 38 points.
All right.
Okay, all right. Are you going to give us the Delaware Valley's best Eagles chant, or what?
Man, listen, right? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! So Bird Dallas sucks.
He ended it well, but that guy doesn't have the best Eagles.
Not even close. And I love Mr. Choran.
Yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to be, like, revved up for a game.
Nah, I've seen – all right. In a minute, I'm going to have you do it here. Are you ready to do it
here? Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I don't need preparation.
I'm just telling you.
I did it in front of Phillies fans. Like, that was the worst thing I could ever done in my entire life. Five times.
Yeah, I feel like you
– Actually, six, if you want to be –
You sort of broke the seal on your Eagles chance that day.
And what I loved about it, and what I didn't see coming, is really the respect that I gained in the Delaware Valley for my Eagles chant.
You do.
Yeah.
Now, in the Phillies community, you lost a little respect. You lost some respect in the booth.
Jack Fritz has issues.
Yeah.
I did. So I lost it. Yeah. Phillies fans, I'm still very high regard. I think the Eagles definitely took it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Eagles fans, the AJ thing brought it way, way down. Way down. I think the Eagles chant brought it up just a little bit, a smidge.
All right, we got 10 minutes left for you to get your predictions in for tonight, 215-592-9494. Now, Jack is the gold standard when it comes to chants.
Yeah, Eagles chants.
100% the gold standard. The gold standard to get a brand new Hyundai is Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. The gold standard is about how you're treated and the experience. And John Ashdale, Carzar, only one staff at Colonial, going to treat you in a way that makes you feel like you have had a gold standard experience. It's going to be faster, easier, better. Faster because you know your car is going to be on the lot. What you want is going to be on the lot. Over 200 vehicles in stock. They've got the perfect one for you. And of those 200, over 80 of them, under 30 grand. Easy. I said faster, easier, better, right? Easy. Financing is going to be easy, as low as 0% on select 2024s. And your trade, you got that old hunk of junk. You're like, I'm not going to get anything for this. But at Colonial, you're going to get $6,500 for your trade guaranteed. Every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. You can shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Oh, boy. Now, we're not going to get an Eagles chant from this guy.
Not even close.
But I feel he's in our fantasy league. I feel like we got to go to him. 215-592-9494. iRise in North Philly. You're on WIP.
Hey, Ike Spike Fritz. What's happening?
What's up, iRise?
How you guys doing?
You ready to start off 0-1 on Sunday?
That's going to mess your ticket up. I guarantee you Ike not going to put that on his ticket.
Yeah, I don't know. We're more like, you know, player props guys than
well,
this.
Well, no. Ike, it was one of Ike's best bets.
Yeah, bronze minus 2.5.
Yeah, it was me too. We're going
to mess that ticket up. You might as well ball that up now.
Can I ask you something honestly, though? But beneath the veneer of your tough guy Cowboys fan, in your gut, deep down, like in the cockles of your heart, you know that this feels like a disaster season for them.
No,
right?
I don't feel that way.
Why?
We're solid all around. We got what it's going to take.
Hold on. You brought back Zeke, man. What are you talking about?
Ezekiel Elliott's like 45 years old. He's slower than me.
Don't worry about it. When we get down inside the 10-yard line, that's when we're going to use him.
Oh, man, he's so good down there.
Rico Dowdle going to do the heavy work.
I'm shaking in my shorts. Yeah,
let's talk about it. Let's get your opinion on the Eagles. We all want to hear a Cowboys fan opinion on the Eagles. What do you think's going to happen?
So like I told Ike, he's going to be running for his life tonight. He's going to throw 3 interceptions, and the game is going to be 42-17, Green Bay.
42-17?
Green Bay.
That's sickening.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Packers could score 42 points, but I don't think Jalen Hurts is going to be running for his life, and I don't think they get held to 17 points. I would be really surprised if a team with as much talent as they have is held. Honestly, even when they're playing poorly last year, they still managed to score points.
Well, we must have been watching 2 different games last year. I lost 7 straight. I don't know what you was watching.
6 or 7.
Yeah, and I said even when they were losing. Yeah.
And you guys struggled to get 10 wins. Those weren't blowouts. Those games could have went either way.
Listen, you guys are losing on Sunday. You were talking about running for his life. Like, what is Dak going to do against Miles Garrett? He's going to squash him.
You got to finish last place in the division.
You're at least third.
We're not losing to Cleveland.
Sure
the only
are.
Time
sure
Cleveland plays good is when they played Cincinnati.
Cleveland was in the playoffs last year.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I mean,
are you losing on? Are you losing fantasy this weekend? Who do you got?
I got Ike, and I'm winning right now.
Well, it could be a tough weekend for Ike. Yeah, everyone beats Ike. Yeah.
But
he's slated to beat me, but I'm winning right now.
Here's the way the NFC East is going to shake out. The Eagles are going to win the NFC East with 10 wins. The Commanders are going to have 9 wins. The Giants are going to have 7 wins, and the Cowboys are going to have 6 wins. And this is going to be the worst season that you guys have had in 2 decades.
Okay. You want to put something on that?
I have you my word. What do you want to put on it?
We'll put a pizza, cheesesteak, anything you want.
All right. A pizza. You and me, you got a pizza. Cowboys finish with 6 wins. Cowboys finish last. How about the bet I say Cowboys finish last in the NFC East.
Write that down. You guys are going to finish third. Redskins will finish second.
Oh, here we go. The Commanders are now everyone's favorite pick.
Yeah. Wow. All right. And so give us an Eagles chant, Irice.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Pigeons.
Ah, I
very
got
cute.
You.
Very
right,
cute.
Very cute. The pigeon thing isn't even funny.
So is that like an old thing? Like an old Philadelphia thing? Like the Cowboys fans had that in the
pigeon thing?
The 90s?
I don't know. I assume so.
Like, growing up, the only pigeons I ever heard was when Hollis used to do it on the morning show.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, Hollis.
Oh, yeah, Hollis would do it.
Yeah, like the pigeons of the week?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I don't know. I hear our Cowboy fan callers do it.
I know.
It's time for the text line. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
What the f*** was that? The listeners hearing Spike's Go Birds.
They're thrown off.
It was a good Go Birds.
Yeah, but it was out of nowhere.
You mean starting the show?
Yeah.
Look, Jack told me. This is my first game day show.
Right.
It's my first Friday show. So I reached out to Jack earlier this morning.
That's good.
Talked as we normally do. And I was like, what's the vibe? And he said, we just got to be fired up. And I took your instruction. And I started it by ruining my voice, even though I have to be on the radio tomorrow morning.
Very good.
Yeah.
I think the motto of the show and this has never been used before by a sports team in the city, but the motto of the show is passionate, intense, proud. That's what we try to do.
Never been used before in Philadelphia.
Also, show your love.
And run with us. What's next?
Is this guy even working? People listening to Elliot all week long.
Is he working?
So
he can't tweet. He can't write. I mean, he should be able to write articles. He didn't.
So here's my thing. I'm obviously not the program director at WIP anymore.
No, but you try to be.
No, I don't. I don't want to be at all. But I would say this. And I remind Rod all the time. No desire. I see him. He's always doing the thing. You can always see him, you know, shaking his head and taking deep breaths as he walks into that studio he uses for his office.
Yeah.
I don't miss that. But
he's always on the phone, too.
He's always on the phone. But if I was program director, I would make Elliot take vacation days for this week.
At least, because he hasn't. Yeah, he's not
doing anything. He could have written some articles.
Well, and he flew to whatever. He threw to Rio.
Yeah.
And then flew down to.
Follow me on Threads? That's not a job.
No one's on Threads.
Yeah.
He's at some party today. Like, is he even wearing a suit?
He's in a club.
What's he doing at the game? He can't tweet about
can't
it.
Can't tweet. What's he watching the game? I'm watching the game, too.
He basically got a free trip to Brazil.
Yeah. What's next?
I'm never more scared than when Rios calls on game day. The dump button.
Now, it's only been used once on Rios. Like, he for his fired
for
up
a game day call.
No, I'm just talking about in general.
No, I've been around for...
I think I've only used it once.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty good.
Okay.
He's locked in. But, yes, game day Rios is... The dump button's always wondering if it's going to have to be used a lot.
That was the best call I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah. I would say that's number one, and Conspiracy Chuck's first call to us
sure
was number two for me.
Well, and that's why Rios, I think, has to be a once a week. Well, no, I need him reacting if they lose.
Yeah, yeah.
But early week, Monday, Tuesday.
And then Friday.
And then Friday.
Yeah. What's next?
It was a massive letdown. Kenny from the Dirty 30s prom date.
100% had to have been a letdown.
Yeah, come on.
Kenny from the Dirty 30 talks a big game.
He wasn't even in the Dirty 30.
He's been living a lie. He's been living an entire lie for 25 years.
I love Kenny so much, and I feel so bad during it. But come on, you guys are fraud. All right, I'm just kidding. What's next?
Orange train, blue train, yellow train, Herb in Brazil.
You think he made it to the game?
No.
I can't believe he rented an apartment. Or if he figured out Airbnb.
Yeah, that's what I think he did. I think he got it on Airbnb.
I would say no way. Figuring out Airbnb? Well, he did figure out how to get to Brazil. So I guess, like, you got to give him credit for that.
Herb's going to end up in the wrong one of those TikTok videos.
He's going to, yeah.
Yeah.
Tread lightly, I guess, with our Herb.
You know the thing you just said me about the Go Birds guy?
That's
we're going to end up doing that about Herb at some point.
We're going to be brought in.
Yeah.
On Dateline or whatever.
What's next?
Whose number is this? AJ and Jalen checking the accountability group chat with Devin White.
Na, 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 na. Text line.
That will be one of the funniest things we ever remember is that Devin White started the accountability text line. He's never even going to play for the Eagles.
Wanted to be a part of it.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team, marks-jewelers.com. Do you expect the Eagles to win tonight or do you hope they win tonight? 51% say hope, and 49% say expect that they'll
unbelievable
win. All right, tomorrow, Ike and I will be with you on WIP from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. to react to the game. Jack will not be there, not a foxhole guy. And coming up next is the Eagles pregame show with Joe Giglio, Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, Howard Eskin,
Ruben Frank,
Dave Spadaro, Merrill Reese, everybody, big game voice, and then kickoff is at 8:15. Remember, you can listen on the radio, but you can also listen on the Odyssey app. Otherwise, we will be back here at Chickie's on Monday for the show and for the Brandon Graham show. Go Birds! See you Monday.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.